Good morning and welcome to Inside Edge. This is Brian Thomas calling over from www.goforgold.lk on behalf of my co-host as well, Lakit Peris, as we greet you with some surprising news if you are a cricket lover. Lucknow Super Giants, led by Rishabh Pant, lamenting in 10th place of the points table in the Tata IPL, have beaten defending champions Royal Challengers Bangalore in 3rd place at the moment by 9 runs, with the DLS method being brought into effect due to the game reduced to 19 overs as there was rain intervention. Straight to the main scores. LSG batting first, 209 for 3 in their allotted 19 overs. Mitch Marsh, who opened the batting, 111 runs in 59 deliveries, 9 massive sixers, excellent strike rate of 193. He really came back to form, the mighty Aussie skipper, former skipper. Right, Nicholas Porum made 38 and Rishabh Pant, the captain of LSG, unbeaten on 32. Great to watch him play some good strokes, the left-handed wicket-keeper Rishabh Pant. Hazelwood, 1 wicket for 49. RCB could muster only 203. They lost 6 wickets in their 19 overs. Now, there's a lot of talk going on that RCB only clicks if Virat Kohli gets amongst the runs. That seems to be quite right, because yesterday Virat Kohli had a bad day, and a target that RCB could have beaten well was not achieved. Rajat Padikkal made 61, Devdutt Padikkal made 34, Tim David 40. Krunal Pandya was unbeaten on 28. And Romario Shepherd was unbeaten on 23. It was a very exciting game, in all honesty. I never expected the game to be so exciting. But at the end of the day, bottom line is that LSG have beaten RCB by 9 runs. Prince Yadav, the bowler, seamer, 3 for 33. And Shabazz Ahmed, 2 for 33. Now, I'll give you the points table at hand. Remember that all teams have to play 14 games in this year's version of the IPL. Sunrisers Hyderabad are at the top because they have played 11 games so far. They lead the pack by 14 points and they have a plus run rate. In second place is PBKS, that's Punjab Kings. They have played 10 games, note this down, and they have 13 points in their bank with a plus run rate. In third place is defending champions Royal Challengers Bangalore. They have 10 points with, they have played 10 games, have 12 points with a plus run rate, correction. And they are the team that lost to Lucknow Super Giants, who are lamenting in 10th place yesterday. Rajasthan Royals, very popular team because, as far as Sri Lankans are concerned, because they are managed by the legendary Kumar Sangakkara. They have played 10 games, they have 12 points, and they have a plus run rate. And in 10th place, here is what is interesting, is Gujarat Titans. They have played 10 games so far. They also have 12 points, but they are on a minus run rate. So the top five, there is a bit of a muddle and a huddle. Now remember, like I made mention even yesterday, the top four teams are the teams that will qualify for the playoffs. So we will keep our eyes focused. Right. Now then, we have something interesting to share with you as well. Lucknow Super Giants, who won the game yesterday, have registered 6 points, but they are still lamenting in the 10th place. The game coming up today is going to be pretty interesting between Delhi Capitals against Calcutta Knight Riders. Now, why do I say Delhi Capitals games is going to be interesting? Because they are in 7th place, Calcutta Knight Riders, who have won this tournament on 3 occasions earlier, are in 8th place. The big question is, will Delhi Capitals bench David Miller and open the batting with Pathum Nissankar? That will be debated for sure, because we all know what David Miller is called, Miller the killer, because he can just come in the middle order and thump. So far, well, Pathum Nissankar, in all honesty, either blows hot or blows cold. So that debate will be there. It'll be very interesting as to what Akshar Patel and co, the captain of Delhi Capitals, decide, because this game is very vital. They are in the 7th place, they need a bit of a climb. And Calcutta Knight Riders, lamenting in 8th place, have to come up trumps. They've not been having a very good season. But the other games coming up today in cricket though, is Pakistan playing against Bangladesh in the first test. In Pakistan, it'll be very, very interesting with all the new developments that have taken place in Pakistan cricket. And remember, if you're a rugby fan, do not forget, today St. Peter's College will play against Prince of Wales, the third week of the Dialogue Rugby League, Schools Rugby League season. Today is only one game, but it's going to be pretty interesting. I'll join you again tomorrow, giving you more details, because as far as Schools Rugby is concerned, we have five games coming up tomorrow. I can tell you it's going to be very interesting as well tomorrow. And of course, tomorrow we'll be giving you lots of cricket results as well. And my co-host, Lucky Pires, made mention yesterday that we need to give you some sporting news where other sports are concerned. So we are working on that as well. So stay tuned. Keep focused. Thank you for being in our company. I'll spin you a couple of records on behalf of my co-host as well, so that you will have lovely ears to listen and relax, enjoying music. Thanks for listening. Bye for now.